Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, January the 26th. Despite declining mortgage rates, new home sales have been trending slightly lower the last couple of months. So on Tuesday, we'll get the December numbers from the Commerce Department. The consensus estimate is for the number to have moved higher. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index hit its highest point of the recovery in December, and now economists expect it to move significantly higher still when January's figures are reported, and that's on Tuesday. And on Friday, it's GDP for the fourth quarter of 2014. Another two-day Fed policy meeting this week, followed by a formal announcement of any policy changes at the meeting's conclusion. On Wednesday afternoon, no real decisions expected out of this meeting. Hedge fund manager Kyle Bass is among those expecting that lower oil prices will delay all those expected Fed rate hikes. Bass thought that we would see the first move up in Fed rate policy as early as June, but now says maybe we'll see it in October or November instead. Goldman Sachs now also says the odds of a rate hike in June are receding. China has apparently surpassed the United States as the largest market for Apple iPhones. UBS estimates that in the last quarter, China took 36% of iPhone orders compared to 24% in the saturated U.S. market. Speaking of the iPhone, whistleblower Edward Snowden's Russian lawyer told an interviewer that Snowden won't use an iPhone because the phone has, quote, special software that authorities can activate remotely to be enabled to gather information about the user. Well, the future is bright for ETFs as a preferred, if not the preferred, investment vehicle. That's the conclusion of a new study reported in the Financial Times. Globally, ETFs, which are now just a couple of decades old, hold $2.6 trillion in assets, and this report suggests that ETF funds will grow to $5 trillion by 2020. And on the geopolitical front, the New York Times has editorially acknowledged the absurdity of U.S. efforts to drive Assad from Syria, at least now that the real threat in the region is represented by ISIS, and that seems to be apparent to almost everybody. The editorial appears to acknowledge as well that the natural counters to ISIS in the region include both Russia and Iran. Recent history should humble anyone who would predict the direction of regime change, says the weekend editorial. Yes, it should. And that includes the hyper-interventionists in the U.S. State Department, as well as New York Times editorial writers. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity commentary for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.